In Vayechi, we have this enormously dramatic moment when Yosef brings Ephraim and Manasseh to Yaakov shortly before Yaakov dies. Now, we began looking at this parsha last year in the Shir on Vayechim. Some of you may still have it on your computers. If you'd like to listen to it, I think it's worthwhile. It's because it's really a me'en of what we're going to be talking about this time also. What we're doing really is focusing on Perek Mem Ches, and we'll just read the first three psukim, because those we really got out of the way Ki'ilu last year, and then we'll continue a little bit and see what the rest of this parsha has to tell us. So, Vayihi acharei hadavarim ho'ele, vayomer Yosef, hinei avicha chole. Somebody told Yosef that his father is sick. Vayikar es shnei bonav imo, es Menashe ve'es Ephraim. He takes Menashe and Ephraim. Vayaged li Yaakov, vayomer. Somebody told Yaakov, hinei bincho Yosef bo elecha. Vayishchazek Yisrael vayeshev al amita. So, Yisrael strengthened himself, he gathered together all his remaining strength and sat up on his bed. Rashi says, because he says, look, my son is a melech and I have to get up before a melech. So last year we discussed, if it would have been that Yosef was a melech in Mitzrayim, so then he would have been doing the same thing the whole 17 years that he was there. Why make an issue out of it here? So we learned pshat that it doesn't mean that he was a melech in Mitzrayim. Itaka wasn't a melech, he was only the Mishnah a melech, but that he understood that his own malchus, his own leadership of Klal Yisrael, was now passing on to Yosef. In other words, he was getting up for him, not because he was a melech over Mitzrayim, but because he would now be assuming the malchus over Klal Yisrael. And that takes us back to Inyonim, which we talked about last year, that Yosef is the mini Av of the first of all, the Gemara says, Ein Omas Ela Shloisha. But Yosef is Kilo a mini Av, and he continues the Avos of Yaakov after the Yidden go into Golos. Because once they went into Golos and were exposed to all the pressures of assimilation in the most unbelievable kind of way, so they lost the name Beis Yaakov. We talked about the pasuk in Yeshaya that only in Achris Hayomim, Oyem Achris Hayomim, Nochon Yeha Beis Hashem, and then the Beis Yaakov, Luchu V'Neilcho Ba'ay Hashem. They'll be called again Beis Yaakov. But through all our years of Golos, we don't really make the grade to be known as Beis Yaakov. So who's looking after us? Who is Yosef? Yosef, the father who taught us how to live in Golos through his experiences in Lovan's home. Where is he? If he's not with us in Golos, who is? The answer is, he is with us in the form of Yosef. Yosef is the Yaakov of Golos. And we'll be coming back to that again. We discussed it last year. And that is the idea of the Demus Diyukna at the beginning of Vayeshev. Eile Toides Yaakov Yosef. So Rashi brings that the Demus Diyukna was similar to that of Yaakov. He looked like Yaakov. What that means is that Yosef had a piece of Yaakov in himself. And that's going to be very important now as we learn these psukim which are going to be studying now. So that Yosef was really a dual personality. He was, of course, a discrete person. He was Yosef. There's no suffix about that. But he was also Yaakov. He was the Demus Diyuknoi. When somebody looked at Yosef, he felt himself in the presence of Yaakov. He was a Yaakov who was able to accompany Klal Yisrael into Golos. Yaakov, the real Yaakov, was not able to do that. His Kedusha was beyond the possibility of the Goyim in any way being shoylet over him. But Yosef was his son, and that is why he was exposed to the Nisyonos of the Eishes Potiphar, because he was going to be the Melech, the Manik of Klal Yisrael through the bitter years of Golos, until at the Achris Hayomim, like the Pasuk which we quoted from Yeshaya, he's going to sort of come to Yaakov Avinu and say, look, Osisi Shlichusech, Beis Yaakov, Luchu V'Neilcho Ba'ay Hashem. They're still Beis Yaakov. I made sure that even through the terrible Golos which they experienced, they would still maintain their character of being Beis Yaakov. So, Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef. El Shaddai Niro Elai Beluz Be'eretz Kanoan Vayevorech Osi. And that's the pasuk which we discussed last year. We were worried about the fact that Yaakov calls the place Luz. Quite often before already, we learned that the name was changed to Beis El. And Rabbi Nishon told Yaakov, Kumalei Beis El. And Yaakov told his sons, we're going to go to Beis El. So why suddenly revert to Luz? And that is something which we discussed last year. And again I say, it's not a bad idea, if you have the time, to listen to it again, because it's really learning the sugya very thoroughly and coming to some very interesting conclusions. But let's carry on now to the next psukim. And now Yaakov says, what did the Rabbi Nishon say to me? I'm going to make you fruitful, and I'm going to make you many. Now what does it mean? So Rashi says, but Bisreini, the Rebbein Shom announced to me, Sha'asidim lotzes mimenu oid kahal v'amim, that a call is going to come out of me, and amim are going to come out of me. Now what does that mean? V'av al pi sh'om ali goy u'kahal goyim, goy omalo al binyomin, that's the kahal, and then kahal amim, kahal goyim, harishnayim levat mi binyomin. So I'm going to give you a binyomin, plus I'm going to give you another two shvotim. V'shuv lo noilad liben, and I didn't have any more children after that. Limdeni, that makes it clear, she'osid echot mishvotai leischalek, that must mean that one of my shvotim is going to be divided into two. V'ato oiso matona ani noisen loch, and this matona I am now going to give you. And that's what he says in the next posuk. V'ato shnei v'necho hanolodim lucho be'eretz mitzrayim, ad boi elecho mitzrayimo lihem, Ephraim o'menashe, kiruven v'shimon yiyuli. Now this is some posuk. Now let's see what's going on over here. He's saying that the Rebbein Nishon promised me in that posuk which he quoted a minute ago. He promised me that besides Binyamin, one of my shvotim is going to be nischalek and turned into two shvotim. Now, that gift I'm going to give to you. And the emphasis is, if we're ma'ayin in Divrei Yomim, at the beginning of Divrei Yomim, it says beferush, that this privilege of having oneself divided into two shvotim, that is be'etzem the din of Bechorah. The Bechorah gets a piece shnayim, so l'gabe the Yerusha, which Yaakov left his children, namely, that each one of them was a shevet, so the Bechorah would get a pishnayim, that the Bechorah would get two shvotim, and that is the promise which the Rebbein Nishon made to Yaakov. Now, whom is he going to give this gift to? Well, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim over there that really the Bechorah was Reuven, but Bechilelo Yitzvei Aviv, when he did whatever he did over there, when Vayishkav Reuven and Bila and so on and so forth, so at that point, Yaakov Paskin Pachas Kamayim Al Tosa, so it was taken away from Reuven. Now, where is it going to go? So what Yaakov is announcing over here is that gift which I am empowered to give, and I would normally have given it to my actual Bechoyah who is Reuven, but he disqualified himself. So now that gift which is in my hands to give, I'm going to give it to you. And therefore, your two sons are going to be Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvein v'Shimon Yiyuli. Now we have to ask ourselves, why did he give it to Yosef? Like he could theoretically have given it to anybody. That was, he's got to make an honorary Bechayah, we would call it. Not a real Bechayah, but an honorary Bechayah. So, he could have given it to Yehuda, he could have given it to Yisachar, he could have given it to other Shvatim. So why did he give it Tafka to Yosef? So that's one question which we ought to ask. Now, there are two answers, really, which could occur to us, and which seem fairly reasonable, but the emphasis is that I think that a third answer is the more correct one. The two answers which I thought about was, well, it could be that once Reuven, who was the Bechoyah of Leah, had been disqualified, so the next logical thing would be to give it to the Bechoyah of Rachel. And since Yosef was a Bechoyah, he was a Bechoyah of Rachel, so therefore if you're going to move the Bechayra from Reuven, it would be logical to move it to Yosef. The other reason I thought was that it was a matter of Hakora Sataif. Look, Yosef kept them alive during the years of the Rov, and he owed him again Hakora Sataif, so he gave him this gift. But the truth is that with what we said a minute ago, it makes a lot of sense to think maybe on a different line. That we heard Eile Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that the Musti Yuknoi of Yosef was similar to Yaakov. That means that Yaakov, that Yosef contained within himself a chunk of Yaakov. That means Yosef was not only Yosef. Yosef was also Yaakov. So since Yosef was also Yaakov, so what Yaakov is saying over here is that I am being done, that Ephraim and Manasseh are the children of the Yaakov within you. They're not the children of the Yosef within you, but they're the children of the Yaakov within you. And that is why you are in that aspect of your being, mamish like an Ahav, and therefore you should get the Shvatim. Your children should be the Shvatim. Now, if that is the Pshat, so then the Lashon of the Pasuk is very interesting. Ephraim and Manasseh, Reuven, Shimon, Yuli, they're my children. Now, what does it mean that they're my children? So, without having thought along the lines that I introduced just now, we would have thought that it's like Ke'ilu, they're my children. I'm going to treat them as though they were mine. They're really yours. Look, you're Yosef, you're not me. So, they're your children. But now, for practical purposes, I'm going to treat them as though they were my children. In other words, it's not li that they're mine, but ke-li, they're as though they were mine. But the emes is that the next posuk makes that unlikely. Because what does the next posuk say? Umoiladetcho asher hoiladetu achareyem l'cho yiyu. Al-shem acheyem yikoru v'nachalosam. L'cho is, of course, in contrast to the li. Now, the l'cho doesn't mean as though they were yours. L'cho means they're yours. So if l'cho means they're yours, so the li means they're mine. So if the li means that they're mine, so what does it mean that they're mine? They're not his, they're Yosef's. The teretz is that what Yaakov is saying is, they are the children of the Yaakov in you. That is who they are. In other words, they have the potential for shevetness within themselves because they are the children of Yaakov. They're not the children of myself, Yaakov Avinu. They're born to you, Yosef. But we've already established that you, Yosef, have a chelek of me within you, and therefore, since you, Yosef, have a chelek of me within you, so Ephraim and Manasseh are born from that chelek. Ephraim and Manasseh are born from that chelek. And that is what he's saying. And once we're seeing that he's saying that, we can understand also another difficulty in this pasuk, which really needs eon. Let's read the pasuk again. Va'ata shnei bonecha hanoilodim lecho be'eretz Mitzrayim ad boi elecho Mitzrayma lihem Ephraim v'Manasseh k'Reuven v'Shimon yuli. Why stress ad boi elecho Mitzrayma that they were born before I came to you Mitzrayma? Like, what's that nageya when they were born? We know they were born in Mitzrayim. What's the difference? Second of all, what exactly does the posuk mean? Now, we know that Mitzrayma means to Mitzrayim. The hey at the end, Rashi often says, is like a lamed at the beginning. Okay, but that's all very well when you're on your way to Mitzrayim. So you say, Eilu Shvayz Bnei Yisrael, Haboim Es Yaakov Mitzrayma. They were on their way to Mitzrayim. But here they are in Mitzrayim already. So what is the Mitzrayma over here? So it's mashma very, very much that what he means is that they were born before I even set out to come to you, to Mitzrayim. Ad boi elecho Mitzrayma. They were born before I knew that you were alive, and therefore I had not yet set out towards Mitzrayim. Now why stress that? Why is that important? Oh, the terrace is, it's very important. If you remember from last year, or if you don't remember from last year, maybe you didn't hear the shiur, but today we can repeat it. You know, I think that I have the answer to the very, very knotty question of why Yosef did not let Yaakov know that he was in Mitzrayim, that he was the Mishnah LeMelech. Once he was a man of power, there wasn't any problem in sending a messenger to Yaakov and to tell him that what's happened. Like, it sounds like such an achzorius. Ramban says he had cheshbonis to be mekayim the dreams. I thought maybe that there's also another possibility, and that is this, because Yosef understood his destiny. Yosef was going to be the Yaakov when there's no Yaakov around. Yosef is going to be the one who's going to be our Yaakov in a Yaakov-less condition. We're not Beis Yaakov anymore until Achdus Hayomim. So we need Yosef to keep us in line. So Yosef needs to be our Yaakov when the real Yaakov is not there. And that is why I think that he didn't let Yaakov know where he was. The minute he would have sent a letter to Yaakov, and Yaakov would have sent a letter to him, even if he wouldn't have come personally, he would have had the chizuk of Yaakov. He would knew that Yaakov was davening for him in Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't anymore Yosef. And Yosef needed to be all alone. The destiny of Yosef was to be the Yosef who was all alone with nothing to be mechazikim. That's really the pshat, I think. Ki nashani elokim. That's why I call him Menashe. I forgot my father's house. What's so great about forgetting your father's house? The answer is, because as long as I'm part of that house, I feel mechuzik, I don't feel alone, I am aware of the destiny which the Rebbeinu Shem has put onto me. But I forgot it. I'm alone. I don't have Yaakov. I don't have my brothers. I don't have anything. I am all alone. And being alone, and being in such a horrible matzav, I've maintained my integrity, and in Mela I can be the Tata of Kal Yisrael in the most terrible Golias. So Yaakov is stressing, you know what? I'm saying that they are my children. That means that they're the children of the Yaakov within you, although they were born when I was still totally separate from you. I hadn't even set out yet to come to Mitzrayim. That means there was no way at all in which I was able to be mechazik you in any way. They were born to you, so one might have supposed, you're without Yaakov, or you're not at home, you don't have the chizuk of anything, you're totally alone. So they must be the children of the Yosef within you, not of the Yaakov within you. So Yaakov said, no, although they were born, I hadn't even set out to come to Mitzrayim. Still, Lihem, they were born from the Yaakov in you. I know, he said, my Taira kind Yosef, I know who you are, and I know that even before I set out, and before you had any kesher with me at all, it was still the Yaakov in you which was able to bear these wonderful children. And Memela, they are going to be Shvotem, or my Lada Techoa, Shoy Lada Techoa, they're going to be yours, they can be born from the Yosef part of you. Hashem Achayim, Yikovu, Benachal Asam. Now, Vani Bevoyim Mipadon, Meso Lai Rochel Baderech, Be'eretz Kanan Baderech, Be'oid Kivras Eretz, Lovo Efrosa, Ve'ekboro Es Sham Baderech, Efros, Hibes Lochem. So, how does that come in here? Everybody knows the Rashi, that Yaakov was apologizing. He says, look, I asked you to take me to Eretz Yisrael, to bury me in Eretz Yisrael, so why couldn't I have done the same for your mother? Why wasn't I able to take her to Eretz Yisrael? What's the Geisesach? What is such a bother to take them? The answer is, I left them out there so that she should Rochel Mevaka al Boneha when the Yidden would go into Golos. How does that come into here? I mean, if Yaakov felt the need to apologize, he should have earlier when he said to Yosef, "Al nosik b'reini b'mitzrayim," whatever the lashon of the pasuk, I don't remember the lashon of the pasuk. So take me to Eretz Yisrael. So he should have said, and by the way, I have to explain to you why I didn't take Rachel, your mother, to the Moros HaMachpelah. But over here, like, how does it come in here? Well, the Teretz is, by the way, we're learning, it's very good, because Rachel mevaka al boneha, on whom is she crying? On whom is she crying? She crying on Yosef and Binyamin? What about the other ten Shvatim? Teretz, you see that the whole of Klal Yisrael is called the Bonim of Rachel. Rachel is Mavaka on the whole of Klal Yisrael, on all the 12 Shvatim. How does she become the mother of all the 12 Shvatim? They belong to Leah and to Bilhah and Zilpah and to Bilhah and to Zilpah. The answer is, because Yosef is the Melech of the whole of Klal Yisrael, in his Malchus, which was the Malchus from which Yaakov got up a little earlier, Rosh HaMitah, so Yosef is the Melech of the whole of Klal Yisrael, so Rachel is the mother of the whole of Klal Yisrael, so I needed her to cry at the Derech. That's how it fits in over here. Vayomer Yosef el Obef, Vayah Yisrael es b'nei Yosef, Vayomer mi ele. What's going on? Yosef had brought Ephraim and Menashe, and Yaakov had talked and then told them, look, Ephraim and Menashe, they're going to become Shvatim. We just now learned it. Now what's suddenly Mi'ele? What's suddenly Mi'ele? So Rashi said, Bikesh Levacham, V'nistalka Shchino Mimena, L'fi She'osid Yerobam V'achav, Lotzes Me'Ephraim, V'yeyo Bonam Me'Menashe, V'yom Mi'ele, Me'echon Yotzu Eilu, She'enan Ruyen Lebracha. Oh, Rashi is so meduyik. If we are right, I don't know whether we are right. But if we are right, Rashi is so meduyik. He saw that the Ruach HaKodesh left him, right? And what happens? He sees that they're going to have terrible descendants. So that's their fault. Yehuda didn't have terrible descendants. Manasseh, Yehoyakim, Yechoniah. I mean, what's it got to do? Why should the fact that they were going to have these bad kings, Yerobam, Achav, Lotzes Me'Ephraim, Ve'yeyobonav, Me'Menashe, Mi'ele, Me'echon Yotzu. Teretz is that Yaakov held like this. Yaakov held, Eichewald, my whole promise to Yosef was, because I was absolutely certain that they were my children, Lihem, that means it's the Yaakov in Yosef who bore them, even though I wasn't yet in touch with him, even though he was all alone, nevertheless it is he who bore them. In which case, the bad descendants that they were going to have would be an aberration, just like you, they had bad children. I also had bad children. I mean, they're not my children, the Menashe's and the Terences. What's it going to do with me? But then he had this terrible thought, Eichewald. But so why is the Shechina going away from me now? Must be that they're not B'nai Yaakov, the Lihem is not true, that they're Yosef's, and they're Yosef's without Yaakov. So Yosef, while he was here, was not Yaakov also. The Demus Diyuknoi did not last through Yosef's Golos, in which case the bad descendants, which they're going to have, are not an aberration, but they're taken the way they are. They have a Shlechte Yichus. They have a Mitzri Shadikah Yichus. Yosef had two Yinglach over here, and they went to a Mitzri school, and they grew up among Mitzrim, and that's who they are. And so the bad descendants that they're going to have is not an aberration, but the bad descendants that they're going to have is because that's the way they are. Rahman al-Islam. Mi eile. Mehechon Yatsu. Yogeshmak Rashiyas. From where did they come? Did they come from the Yaakov Chelek or from the Yosef Chelek? No, the Shechina just left me. Must be that they came from the Yosef Chelek. No, the Yosef Chelek, who knows? So maybe the bad Melochim that came out of them because they were taka bad. Vayomer Yosef el Oviv, Bonaihem asher nosan li Elokim bazeh. You know what? You want to ask me, Ele? Bonaihem, they come from me. Who is me? Who am I? I am Yaakov. Bonaihem. Yeah? They are from my complete personality. Not from the Yosef part, but not from the Yaakov part. No. They came from the whole of me. The whole of me is Yaakov and Yosef together. Vayomer Yosef el Oviv, Bonaihem, asher nosan li Elokim bazeh. So don't be scared. Yeah, why were they born before you came? Why were the taka born when you were not yet with me? And your Fria Diketaych was Emes, because the Yaakov in me was there even then. Tell it is they had to be born over here. they had to be born over here. And why did they have to be born over here? Because that is I and my Shevet, that is our duty as we go through the long and bitter Golos. We have to have had the Chinuch of Golos to be able to be the Yaakov of Klal Yisrael and the Golos, who will at the end of days be able to bring all of us back to Yaakov Avinu, Beis Yaakov, L'chu v'ne'elcho b'ay Hashem. So it's really a very, very interesting Pasha, and there's a lot to be ma'ayin in. I just want to say we all bench our children, the zaychah to children, we bench them, Yisimcha Elokim, Kefraim v'chim Menashe. So what do we taka, what do we mechaven when we say we want our children to be like Ephraim and Menashe? There's very little that we know about Ephraim and Menashe. You know, you have this Chazal that he learned by Yosef or by Yaakov. So what's so great about Ephraim and Menashe? There are lots of Goyse Tzadikim in Klal Yisrael. I think that what is unique to Menashe and Ephraim, and which no other Jew ever had, and that we are wishing to our children that they should be Ephraim and Menashe, I think it means because they skipped a generation. They were the children of Yosef, but they were really the children of Yaakov also. We go further away from Sinai, generation. We are further away from our parents, who were further away than our grandparents, and so on and so on and so on. Ephraim and Menashe said that biology does not have to be the final psak. I can be born in generation X, but I can really be a chelik of X minus 1. I can really be a chelik of the earlier generation. So, you know, we hear a lot, when Rahman al-Islam by his paydom, people say, look, this was a kesher to the old generation, Namolika Yit, and he belonged to an earlier generation. We hear that a lot of times, when I was a Canaan, Nebuch Levas. So Ephraim and Menashe tell us, it's possible. It's possible to be born in Mitzrayim. It's possible to be born without a single Yid anywhere. And at the same time to be the children of Yaakov Avinu, not of our physical father Yosef, but of Yaakov Avinu, Lihem, Ephraim, Menashe, Kiruvein, Shimon, Yiyu, Li.